Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission holds meeting with election observers to review preparedness for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Campaigning picks up as 7 days left for first phase voting. Leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies across the country. India cautions its citizens not to travel to Iran and Israel in view of prevailing situation in the region. New Delhi relocates its embassy staff from Sitwe Consulate to Yangon following deteriorating security situation in Myanmar. Retail inflation eases to 4.85% in March 2024. Forex reserves hit all-time high of $648 billion. And an IPL cricket match between Lucknow Super Giants and Delhi Capitals is underway. The Election Commission today reviewed preparedness for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The Commission interacted with over 350 election observers across the country. 102 parliamentary constituencies in 21 states will go to polls on the 19th of this month. The poll body has deployed 127 generals, 67 police and 167 expenditure observers to ensure free and fair voting in this phase. Campaigning has picked up with 7 days left for first phase voting. Leaders of various political parties held back-to-back rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held an election meeting in Barmer in Rajasthan, saying that the opposition parties are taking cover of lies in the name of the constitution. He made it clear that the constitution cannot be abolished under any circumstances.
आप मान के चलिए और मोदी के शब्द लिख के रखिए, बाबा साहब आम्बेडकर खुद आ जाए तो भी संविधान खत्म नहीं कर सकते हैं। हमारा संविधान सरकार के लिए गीता है, रामायण है, महाभारत है, बाइबल है, कुरान है, ये सब कुछ हमारे लिए हमारा संविधान है।
Mr. Modi said that Congress discriminated against STs and SCs for decades and is today lying in the name of the Constitution. He said that the Congress defeated Baba Saheb in the elections, did not allow him to be honored by Bharat Ratna Award and imposed emergency in the country. He said that celebrating Constitution Day started during his tenure. Baba Saheb's Panch Pran were also developed in the past years in his tenure. After the Barmer public meeting, Mr. Modi held his first roadshow in the state at Dausa. The roadshow started from Gandhi Tiraha in Dausa at around 5:15 p.m. and ended at Gupteshwar Circle. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that the NDA government is centering only around certain rich industrialists who are given contracts in all the sectors. In a public meeting at Tirunelveli today, he canvassed for the candidates in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. Rahul blamed the BJP for threatening opposition parties by deploying the ED, CBI and IT. He said the Congress has been targeted and its bank accounts frozen for reasons unknown just before the elections. He said that unemployment has become a challenge over the past 10 years, but the BJP government decided not to attend to the issue. Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of planning to change the constitution if voted to power again.
Today, there is an ideological battle taking place in India. On one side are the ideas of Periyar, social justice, freedom and equality. And on the other side are the ideas of the RSS, Mr. Narendra Modi and his government. His members of parliament openly state that they are going to change the constitution if they come to power.
Senior leader of the BJP and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today called upon voters to eradicate the DMK and AIADMK from Tamil Nadu, garnering votes for the BJP candidates in Madurai during a roadshow. He said Mr. Modi always had the objective of growth and development. Attacking the BJP-led government, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin said this is a second freedom war between ideologies. In his address at the campaign at Coimbatore, the Chief Minister criticized the BJP for targeting the Congress for dynastic rule or corruption. Stalin blamed the BJP for being inactive for the past 10 years. Union Defence Minister and prominent Bharatiya Janata Party BJP leader Rajnath Singh today addressed three separate election rallies across Uttarakhand, rallying public support for the BJP's electoral endeavors. Addressing enthusiastic crowds in Gorcha, Lohaghat and Kashipur, Mr. Singh emphasized the imperative of backing the BJP in the forthcoming elections.
भारत अब कमजोर भारत नहीं रहा, भारत अब दुनिया का ताकतवर देश बन चुका है मेरे बहनों भाइयों। वैसे तो भारत की धरती वह धरती है जो वसुधैव कुटुंबकम का संदेश दे। हम अपने पड़ोसी देशों के साथ भी अच्छे रिश्ते बनाकर रखना चाहते, लेकिन यदि हमारे साथ किसी ने नापाकर ये हरकत करने की कोशिश की, स्वाभाविक रूप से वह जवाब देना, यह हमारा धर्म है और इस धर्म का हम निर्वाह करें।
In a major relief to Kashmiri migrant voters, the Election Commission ECI has abolished the procedure of Form M for migrants residing at Jammu and Udhampur. Form M is used by the migrant electors of Kashmir to cast vote from any one special polling station of Delhi, Jammu and Udhampur. The ECI announced in a notice that for migrants residing outside, however, Form M will continue, but with self-attestation instead of a gazetted officer certificate. The filing of nominations has begun for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls with the issuance of notification by the Election Commission today. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Notification for Betul constituency in Madhya Pradesh was also issued today. The polling for the seat, which was scheduled to be held in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase. Voting for the Jaipur Lok Sabha constituency will be held in the first phase on April the 19th. Our correspondent brings you a profile of the Jaipur Lok Sabha constituency.
A total of 17 Lok Sabha elections, including one by-election, have been held in Jaipur Lok Sabha seat so far. Out of these, Congress has won 4 times, BJP 7 times, Swatantra Party 3 times, while independent and other party candidates have won thrice. BJP's Girdhar Lal Bhargav won this seat 6 consecutive times from 1989 to 2004. In the 2009 Lok Sabha elections, Mahesh Joshi of Congress won this seat. After that, in 2014 and 2019, BJP's Ram Charan Bohra represented this seat by big margin wins. This time, a total of 13 candidates, including BJP, Congress and BSP, are in the fray. BJP has fielded Manju Sharma as its candidate, who is the daughter of former senior BJP leader Bhanwar Lal Sharma. Her main contest is believed to be from Pratap Singh Khacharyawas of Congress. Khacharyawas has been a cabinet minister in the state government but faced defeat in the recent assembly elections. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The first phase of the Lok Sabha 2024 elections is just around the corner. While people are contemplating their choices, a report has unveiled the number of candidates participating in the first phase of elections with criminal backgrounds and economic status. Let's listen to a report from our correspondent.
A group called the Association for Democratic Reforms analyzed 1,618 candidates running in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections and has made some noteworthy observations. As many as 16%, equal to 252 candidates, have criminal cases against them, while 161 candidates, or around 10%, are facing serious charges. Additionally, 35 candidates are linked to hate speech incidents. There are as many as 18 candidates who are accused of crimes against women. They also found that 450 candidates, which is about 28%, are crorepati with assets over rupees 1 crore each. On average, candidates have assets worth 4.51 crore. One candidate named Nakul Nath from Chindwara has assets worth rupees 716 crores. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashwani News, New Delhi.
A Delhi court has sought responses from the Enforcement Directorate ED and the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI on AAP leader and former Delhi Minister Manish Sisodia's plea seeking interim bail. Special Judge for the CBI and ED, Kaveri Baveja, directed the central probe agencies to file their replies by April the 20th, when the court is likely to take up the application for hearing. Sisodia moved the court today seeking interim bail to campaign for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. A Delhi court today remanded BRS leader K. Kavitha to Central Bureau of Investigation CBI custody till April the 15th in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Kavitha was produced in court following her arrest by the probe agency yesterday. She was arrested on March the 15th by the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case related to the excise policy case. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. On to other news, the External Affairs Ministry today said the security situation in Myanmar remains precarious and deteriorating, especially in Rakhine State. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Indians who are travelling to Myanmar should observe proper safety protocols. He also said the ministry has relocated its staff from the Sitwe Consulate to Yangon.
Security situation in Myanmar remains precarious and deteriorating. You've heard about the fighting that is going on specifically in Rakhine State and other areas. We had issued some time back an advisory for our nationals so that they can take due care, and we want them to be safe. We've also relocated our staff from Sitwe Consulate to Yangon.
Replying to a question on a spate of attacks on Indian students in the U.S., the spokesperson said the incidents are very unfortunate. He said that the death of two students is under investigation and the consulate has reached out and they have extended all possible help. The External Affairs Ministry has issued a travel advisory asking Indians not to travel to Iran or Israel till further notice in view of the prevailing situation in the region. All those who are currently residing in Iran or Israel have been requested to get in touch with Indian embassies there and register themselves. They have also been requested to observe utmost precaution about their safety and restrict their movement to the minimum. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested two wanted persons, Masavir Hussain Sajib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha, in connection with the Rameshwaram Cafe bomb blast in Bengaluru from East Medinipur district of West Bengal. NIA Special Court in Kolkata has given 3 days transit remand. The arrested persons will be taken to Bengaluru tonight, as per sources. In Manipur, 3 persons sustained bullet injuries when armed miscreants fired several bullets at Hairock village of Taubal district. A police report said unknown armed miscreants fired several bullets from Penyang village of Tengnupal district towards Hairock village in the wee hours today. 3 persons sustained bullet injuries and were hospitalized. The University Grants Commission will announce the results of the Common University Entrance Test for postgraduate program tonight. In a social media post, UGC Chairman M. Jagdish Kumar said NTA is working to announce the CU-ETPG results by tonight. Retail inflation based on the Consumer Price Index eased to 4.85% in March this year, mainly due to cooling food prices. The retail inflation was 5.09% in February and 5.66% in March 2023. According to latest data released by the RBI, India's foreign exchange reserve surged by $2.98 billion to reach an all-time high of $648.56 billion for the week ended 5th April. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 143 for 7 wickets in 18 overs against Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. Earlier, the Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bat first. Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets in Mumbai last night. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission holds meeting with election observers to review preparedness for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Campaigning picks up as 7 days left for first phase voting. Leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies across the country. India cautions its citizens not to travel to Iran and Israel in view of prevailing situation in the region. New Delhi relocates its embassy staff from Sitwe Consulate to Yangon following deteriorating security situation in Myanmar. Retail inflation eases to 4.85% in March 2024. Forex reserves hit all-time high of $648 billion. And an IPL cricket match between Lucknow Super Giants and Delhi Capitals is underway. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.